For a decade, Democrat Bill Willikowski has represented an East Anchorage Senate district where Republicans outnumber Democrats by a wide margin. He attributes part of his success to one of the oldest political activities, knocking on neighbors' doors one at a time. This year, Republican Kevin Kastner is trying to beat Willikowski using his own door-knocking strategy. APRN and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman tagged along with both candidates yesterday as they made their pitches to voters.
It's starting to get dark as Senator Bill Willikowski walks through a quiet neighborhood of small houses. He says he casts a wide net in his search for votes.
I mean, some people target and only go to houses, you know, persuadable houses or houses that are Democratic houses or Republican houses. If you vote, I go to your house. Hello, sir.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Bill Willikowski, state senator, running for re-election.
Sure.
Just wanted to come by. Leave you some information, see if you have any questions for me.
Don't we have any questions?
Okay.
For you.
All right. Appreciate your support. Thank you,
sir.
Have a good one.
Willikowski's district has a lot more registered Republicans than Democrats. In the last election, the only precinct he lost was Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, the only area where he's not allowed to knock on doors. Willikowski is a lawyer, first elected in 2006. He's been in the news this year for filing a lawsuit to keep full permanent fund dividends. Governor Bill Walker vetoed half of dividend funding. Willikowski says the lawsuit's going over well.
A lot of people this time around are really talking to me about the permanent fund dividend. So, and I think that's because I have the lawsuit going, and that's a big topic for a lot of people.
No one answers at that house. But a few minutes later, a man tells Willikowski he has his vote. Terry Legg is a retired drywall worker and thinks the lawsuit was a good move.
I'm glad he did it. I think there's a lot of people that really could use that money, and that there's a lot of other ways to get the money that the state needs besides taking it from the poor.
A mile and a half away, Willikowski's challenger, Kevin Kastner, is also knocking on doors. He's the executive director of the Iron Dog race. He says he fixed the race's finances, and now he wants to be a lawmaker so he can do the same thing for the state. As he walks door to door in East Anchorage, Kastner relies on a mobile app that tells him which people are more likely to vote Republican.
My name's Kevin.
How you doing?
I'm Jay. Nice to meet you. I'm running for state senate.
Oh, okay.
I want to introduce myself.
My wife met you.
She did.
Down at the picnic.
At a house with a well-groomed lawn, Jay Beverlin opens the door.
Frankly, my biggest concern is that, you know, we have a $4 billion deficit. And
well, I can fix that in a heartbeat.
Oh, really?
Well, I got a couple ideas, okay.
His first idea? A tax on marijuana. Economists have said that won't come close to solving the state's deficit problem. But Kastner tells Beverlin it's worth exploring. They also talk about the PFD cut. Beverlin has mixed feelings about it.
I can see what they're doing for a reason, but the other time, I'd like to see my money too.
Right.
But I don't want to see it all go away. As long as he doesn't spend it, I don't have a problem with it. But now if they go to spending it, then I have a problem with it.
The PFD lawsuit is the biggest issue in the election for many voters. And it's an issue Kastner and Willikowski agree on. Kastner says the lawsuit may help his opponent politically.
Quite frankly, it's a good populist maneuver. But I'm on the same page.
It's not going to be easy for Kastner to unseat Willikowski. The senator won re-election by solid margins two times. Kastner says he knows Willikowski has a lot of name recognition, but he thinks he has a realistic chance of winning. Kastner raised nearly twice as much money as Willikowski over the 2 months before October 7th. But the senator has much more cash on hand as their campaigns head into the final weeks. In Anchorage, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.